These are wonderful, these childcare centres. We've built four or five of them now across the Northern Territory in different places. For what they provide the community, I think is pretty special, and it brings people together. And the one I can talk in personally about, the couple that I've visited already and opened, and one here even in Palmerston that we've opened, and they are magnificent from a place for early learning to occur, but also with the ability to bring in healthcare providers and bring in other health specialists to deal with children and, of course, their families. So they're set up and designed very, very eloquently and very smart, I would say. And to be honest, I don't think I've seen a better designed early childhood centre, but most of them are all based on the same design.
So with your communities that will be, the kids that will be going to this place, you've got quite a rich, culturally diverse community up there. So it's not just Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children that will be attending, it's kids that are in the community from all places.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
And yeah, like the centre that we've got here in Palmerston, certainly there will be Indigenous children as well as, you know, children from all backgrounds. But as you get out into the areas like the latest one at Larapinta in the centre, you're going to have probably more Aboriginal children attend that particular centre, but certainly not just for Aboriginal children. The ones out in other places that we've constructed, though, in those you've probably got a higher usage for Aboriginal children because those communities are predominantly Aboriginal. So great for those, but when they were constructed, we certainly weren't having any singular person in mind. It was for the whole community. It's just, of course, those ones in the remote communities, far more Indigenous people would make use of them.
Okay, well, Peter, with some of the programs that are happening up in the Northern Territory, this is just from my understanding of my interviews that I've run over the year, there seems to be more children graduating from high school now and entering the higher education system. But obviously it starts from the beginning. It's getting the kids into play groups, taking those steps with their families that leads them into their early childhood years. Can you talk about some of the challenges that are happening in communities as to why kids might not be able to get into kindy or play group?
I'm the first to admit we've got some challenges here in the Northern Territory, but as a government, as a Minister for Education, you know, I can't take my foot off the pedal. We've got to go full steam ahead and do things, particularly in our remote communities, that are going to engage families, engage students into school. We've got some atrocious attendance figures in some of the remote schools, and we're working very hard in partnership with the federal government in how we can better target families and their communities and get them to value education. The Family is First Teachers is just one program that we've got running, which is invaluable because it really is engaging parents with their children well before school. I mean, you're talking little babies here, and right through to when they start preschool. If those children are not frightened of school, if they're used to it, if they're going to school every day, by the time they get to school age, they're not frightened. This is normal. This is where I come every day. And it's great for the parents as well because it helps to engage the children and it helps to engage them with the learning of their child. So they're very special programs of Families First Teachers. The second thing is, I think what we've got to find out are better ways to work with Indigenous people so that they do see the value in education. Now, I'm using a pretty broad brush here because some families and some people are remarkable. They get their kids to school every single day. But in my mind, we've got to start early because if we can build a strong foundation in a child, their learning experience for the rest of their life will go from strength to strength. So the more solid we can make that foundation, the better it is for their long-term education. That includes the health and well-being of a child as well. You know, we start early, we make sure that they're medically sound and that all the checks are done on them, that the hearing, their eyesight, make sure they're a healthy child, working with their parents and really building a solid foundation. I think what we're doing now is going to pay dividends in, you know, for decades to come.
Some communities, even in the suburbs here in the city, you have to be in a particular catchment to be able to access certain playgroups or schools. Is that the case for the families up in Larapinta?
Well, not necessarily, because we're building these childcare centres like the one at Larapinta in Alice Springs. It really is for the Alice Springs community to use. The same thing here in Palmerston. We don't, unlike our primary schools and our preschools that we say have in the suburbs, and yes, there are feeder suburbs into those schools. When you build these type of family and community centres, it really is open to the wider community. So the one in Palmerston, all of the people in about the 9 or 10 suburbs we have here, all of those suburbs can feed into that childcare centre. So they aren't limited to just a couple of suburbs or a feeder group. Same thing in Alice Springs. And, of course, the ones that we've built out in the more remote communities, of course, they're opened for those communities. But the one in Alice, it's about a $5.5 million construction job, and we hope to do have it open by July next year. So they are a fabulous design facility. If anyone ever gets a chance to have a look at them, and if they're in the even here in the Palmerston area, to go and have a look near the Farrah Medical Centre, it's a wonderful facility. You build resources. We've got excellent staff. And as I said, a focus on the early childhood part of an educational journey makes a big difference to a child's future.